worlds above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the first half hour, they're going to be those of Dr. Duarte. And he is, of course, the designer of a product called Tapnol, and he's an optometrist. He has a PhD, and he's really designed something, created something that is unique and novel. Well, I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about it, how he came to really learn about this product and then be able to develop it, improve it, and market it. Dr. Duarte, thank you so much for being with us.
Pleasure to be with you, Dr. Stan.
Well, why don't you go ahead and pick up the story and explain to our listeners what this product is, how you found out about it.
Well, yeah, I go to a lot of anti-aging conventions, having a doctorate in nutrition, and I was listening to the beginning of a lecture, got up, started to leave, and fortunately the dermatologist that was giving it was showing before and after pictures of people that had the fine lines and wrinkles, and we all get these as we age, and there's probably a lot of listeners out there who are considering or have considered facelifts, the chemical peels, the Botox injections, and a whole array of other cosmetic surgeries that could be done to improve their appearance and give them a more youthful appearance. Well, I was looking at these pictures, and I could not believe my eyes, so I had to sit back down and become a part of it, because I, along with everybody else, want to look more youthful. I do a lot of lecturing, and said, well, if there's something that can really turn back the hands of time with our skin, I want to be part of this. And what scientists had actually discovered was a process by which the skin heals itself. They found two proteins, they call them matricines, and basically they turn on the genetics of the skin cells to produce more collagen, to produce new epidermal cells, new skin cells. And in the process of doing that, it gets rid of the fine lines, the crow's feet, the wrinkles that we all get with the aging process. And they actually have done several clinical studies. One clinical study showed, within 56 days, less than 2 months, there was a 45% reduction in the fine lines and wrinkles around the eyes, and of course it also occurred around the lips as well. But they actually took photomicrographs, measured the depth and all of the scientific measurements that were necessary to substantiate this, and I said, well, this is fantastic. Let's add some things such as hyaluronic acid to keep the moisture in the skin. And then we found another ingredient that actually increases the tightness of the skin, and that's why we came up with the name Tautinol. And this other ingredient was shown in another study, and this time in 1 month, to reduce those fine lines and wrinkles by 60%. So we're terribly excited about this this serum. You don't use very much of it. Ladies can use their regular makeup over it, so it doesn't interfere with that. Men, I just want to say this, if you're looking for something other than alcohol-based aftershave, this is the product to use, because it is extremely soothing to the skin and doesn't have any caustic materials in it that'll burn the skin.
All right, so the product is called Tautanol, and it's available here through the Genesis Network. And when we get back, we'll tell you how to get it. We'll tell you a little bit more about it. So you just hang on there, Dr. Duarte, and we'll be back with you as soon as we get to the break.
Black Rookie purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Rookie purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they lead in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Rookie elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5991. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991.
Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and with us this afternoon is Dr. Duarte, and of course he has a doctorate in nutrition as well as in optometry, and he was just going to this meeting. He saw this slide, the pictures of really the amazing transformation, the appearance of a woman's skin in as little as 60 days. And of course, apparently the product even works for men, although they don't use anywhere near as much. But apparently this thing has really been a pretty big hit with women, hasn't it, Dr. Duarte? Dr. Duarte, are you there? Well, Dr. Duarte?
Yes,
Okay, go right ahead.
I was agreeing with you. Certainly it is, and I'm glad because so many women do opt for the surgeries, and sometimes there can be results that are not so favorable. In fact, I have a very dear relative who went under the knife 3 times, which was 1 time too many, and had to have a fourth surgery to correct some of the problems of the third. So I'm really encouraging everyone out there that has any kind of desire to look more youthful maybe is considering cosmetic surgery, try this first. There's a money-back guarantee. If you're not happy with the results, you have nothing to lose. And remember, this is a product that actually rejuvenates the skin. This is not something that's going to cover up your wrinkles. This is something that is going to make the fine lines and wrinkles that are coming along with aging simply disappear. This is the new exciting technology that we're working with. It's called Tautinol. And if it's okay with you, Dr. Stan, I'd like to give out an 800 number.
That
your listeners can order the product, because the company is giving them three for the price of two. One of these bottles should last about a month. So if that is okay with you, I'll give them an 800 number.
You go right ahead.
Okay, it's 1-800-894-3596. 1-800-894-3596. This is a product that continually improves your skin.
And I was really interested that it is not a cream. It's really a serum, isn't it?
It's a serum. It really has what they call a very quick flash point. It goes right into the skin. It's pH balanced. It has some wonderful other ingredients, squalene, which is a fatty acid that helps the skin. Within just a few days, the skin increases moisture substantially. In fact, there was a clinical study showing an 18% increase in the moisture of the skin. Now, that's important because that helps the skin get rid of the waste, bring in the nutrients. It's very important to hydrate skin cells. We all lose moisture as we age because we're losing specific compounds from our cells. Also, another thing that happens is we begin to sag. Our skin under our chin sags. We get bags. All of these things come along with age. It turns out that one of the newer ingredients that we've added, called SepiLift, actually increases the elastic structure. It actually tightens the skin. That's how we came up with the name Tautinol. It reduces oxidation. It turns out that oxidation, the genesis of free radicals, is about 50% responsible for the wrinkles that we get with aging. And so here you have something that's knocking over 98% of the oxidation in the skin cells down. This is really quite remarkable when you think about it. So it's doing a number of things concomitantly, because we've added certain things like ester C. That's a form of vitamin C that's very bioavailable. We also have the hyaluronic acid, as I mentioned before, and squalene. Now, the squalene not only helps in terms of the skin because it's a fatty acid, but it provides certain things for the cell membranes to use that strengthens the skin. And all of these things combined really bring back a more youthful appearance. It's nourishing, moisturizing, lifting. Those are the three things that it's doing simultaneously. And like I said, there's no scent. It's not sticky. It's not drying. It doesn't crack or peel. It's very, very soothing to the skin. There's no questionable chemicals. A lot of times when ladies buy some of these cosmetics, there's some very caustic preservatives that they use that unfortunately some people can react to. We use very hypoallergenic preservatives so that, you know, you have the least amount of chance of reacting to it. So this is a product both men and women can use, but of course the ladies will use it twice a day, in the morning, in the evening. Men, right after you shave, this is the time to use the Tautinol.
Well, what about the sort of bags that men get under their eyes as they get a little older? Does this have any effect on that?
It does. Of course, if it's very, very severe, this could be the fat deposition, which only surgery could handle. But if it's moderate to mild, absolutely. We've seen several cases where it's been remarkable because, again, it's tightening the skin. There's also been questions asked about the vertical lines around the lips. A lot of times smokers will get this. And I will say this, you know, wrinkles are due to several things. You can boil it down to about three or four different major factors. One is, of course, age. The older we get, the more wrinkles we're going to get. The second is lifestyle. Do you smoke? Do you drink? Do you not get enough sleep? This will age the skin. Third, of course, is going to be your diet. Are you getting the nutrients that you really need to to make beautiful skin cells. The beta carotene, the vitamin A, the vitamin E, the vitamin C, internally. It works just as well taking it internally. We've put some of these ingredients in the Tautinol, so you're going to be assured that at least the skin cells on the first layer, the epidermal layer, are going to get some of those nutrients. So these are the factors that play a role. Smokers get the vertical lines around the lips. Why? Because when they're smoking, the habit of smoking will reduce the circulating vitamin C as much as 60%. And vitamin C is an intimate part of collagen production, and when you're reducing that much vitamin C, it can really play a role in aging the skin. Smokers get a lot of fine wrinkles rather quickly, so this is a product that they need yesterday and need to use it more often. And, of course, if you can, stop smoking. That'll add years to your life and life to your years. So Tautinol is the product. I'll give that number out again if it's okay. It's 1-800-894-3596, 1-800-894-3596. And men, don't be afraid to use a product like this. And this is something that unfortunately a lot of men don't realize when they're constantly putting that alcohol on their face after they shave. Yes, it helps to partially disinfect the skin so you don't get an infection, but at the same time it burns, it's not comfortable, and it's not healthy for the skin. Here you have something that can help reduce that infection, that chance of infection, but it's very soothing. It has just the opposite effect, and it really does make the skin more youthful appearing, also increasing the moisture of the skin.
And, of course, the alcohol takes the moisture out of the skin. I'm intrigued that you're using a hyaluronic acid because, of course, that's the ground substance that fits in between the collagen that gives the collagen tissue its substance so that it really sort of binds it together.
It does. And it's so fascinating because hyaluronic acid has multiple effects, some of which were delineated as far back as 20 years ago. Where it is a part of our connective tissue, an intimate part. It also plays a role in the synovial fluid in the knees, in the joints. But interestingly enough, hyaluronic acid has a very mild anti-inflammatory effect. And when you reduce inflammation, even in the skin, it allows the metabolism of the skin to produce more youthful appearing skin cells. So it has several effects, not just holding moisture in, but also having some of these other effects, such as connective tissue playing a part in that, as well as holding the moisture in the skin. These are very important concepts. And I do want to encourage your listeners out there, if you're going to be out in the sun this summer, it's okay not to wear a skin block for about the first 10 to 15 minutes. Now, why do I say that? Because that will allow your skin to produce vitamin D, which has been shown to support colon health, good bones, and there's many other reasons for using and allowing your skin to produce vitamin D. But then, after that time, you do need to put on a skin block if you're going to spend a lot of time exposing a lot of your skin to the sun. And why do I say that? Because ultraviolet light will definitely damage the skin cell membranes and the DNA. And when that happens, you get permanently damaged skin over time. Very important, if that skin starts to show reddening, you put some kind of skin block on as soon as possible. Usually it only takes 15 to 20 minutes for a light-skinned person to get that kind of response. Dark-skinned people can go longer before they get a response. But I do suggest you use a skin block out there, a big one. A 40, a 50, a 30, something that's really going to block that sun, that ultraviolet light, after a period of time. A little bit of sun is very healthy. A lot of sun is not.
And, in fact, you see, I live in a seaside community, and you'll see some of the women who are down at the beach all the time, and of course, their skin gets so really so wrinkled that it's really a little scary.
It almost looks like leather after a few years of getting that constant ultraviolet effect. And there's another condition called hyperkeratosis where the skin will actually produce enormous numbers of skin cells to protect itself from constant sun exposure. If you've had a sunburn, Once again, Tautinol has turned out to be a phenomenal product to reduce the inflammation that occurs. We've had several people tell us how it worked with sunburns, but the main thing is the anti-aging effect, getting rid of those fine lines and wrinkles. The product is Tautinol.
All right, fine. This is Dr. Stan. We'll be back right after the break for the final segment here, the first half of the program, with Dr. Duarte, and talking about something he's helped to develop called Tautinol. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Why, I might even give it a try myself here and see what happens. Because I think, of course, you like to look as good as you possibly can, especially when you're doing a certain amount of lecturing and appearing in public. Well, Sydney, if you're out there in the audience and you'd like to ask a question, why, Dr. Duarte will be with us for a few more minutes. Our telephone number is 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And you actually sell the product with a money-back guarantee?
That is correct. And as I said before, the manufacturer is giving an introductory offer. If you buy two, you get one free. So I highly recommend you take advantage of that. All your customers have to do is call 1-800-894-3596, 1-800-894-3596, and take advantage of that offer.
All right, fine. Well, how long has the product been on the market?
It's only been on the market for a few months. We've, like I said, in its current state, we have added the SepiLift, which is a miracle solution in my mind, because one of the things that contributes to aging is this loss of elastic and collagen tissue as we go through life. The older we get, there is an increase in the enzymes that digest the connective tissue. Collagenase and elastase, and what the SepiLift does is it reduces the enzyme production by 88%, so you're almost not losing any elastic tissue at all, whereas the other portions of the Tautinol increase the collagen production and the new skin cell production. When there's a faster turnover of these skin cells, the skin cells are more youthful appearing, there's greater moisture content, although the SepiLift and hyaluronic acid keep the moisture in the cells, and this was one of the reasons why the skin looks so much more youthful just after a few days of using the product. We do recommend that you use the product for 2 months, because the research is very clear that it takes about that long to get the real noticeable results, which still, if you think about it, is amazing. In less than 60 days, you're going to have this response. So I do recommend at least a 2-month supply. That's why the manufacturer is going to give that extra bottle free of charge.
Oh, it's very interesting. I have a friend of mine who's a plastic surgeon who uses all the Botox and the collagen and injections, all of these things, but he really doesn't like them because he says, they have to keep coming back again and again and again, and sometimes people do get reactions to these rays, injections and collagen and other things that they're using, and they really don't last that long.
No, and that's the sad part about it. And I go back to my relative that I had talked about earlier that she wanted three facelifts, and the third one just didn't work, and had to have another corrective surgery to try to make up for the mistakes that the third one did. And you can't really blame the doctor sometimes. It's just the skin has a limitation as to how much it can be stretched. This is why I really encourage everybody out there, if you are thinking about a facelift, a chemical peel, or Botox, please try the Tautinol first. You have absolutely nothing to lose. Maybe, 2 months of time, but that is it.
You don't have the
pain, you don't have the recuperation time, you don't have the expense that you would have otherwise. So it softens, it smooths, it gives you that youthful skin, it activates the genes that are producing the new connective tissue. You really will have this transformation between 28 and 56 days. Clinically speaking, that's what it has taken. And remember that wrinkles are a result of your age, your genetics, your lifestyle, your diet. If you're a smoker, try to stop. If you're a drinker, try to stop. Make sure that you're getting those fruits and vegetables in your diet. Those antioxidants provide extremely important protection to your skin cells. We make another product that I just want to briefly mention called Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, where we have the green tea concentrate, resveratrol, and the cocoa. We have a delicious tasting chocolate, only 10 calories per cup, but it has almost as many antioxidants as you get in an entire day of three meals of food. it is so powerful. And what they've discovered is that cocoa has an ingredient that actually increases circulation to the skin. In fact, there was a study at a major university in Düsseldorf, Germany, where they found...
Hold that thought.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now, you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Dan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we'll keep Dr. Duarte with us just for a couple of minutes more. Dr. Duarte, do you want to finish telling us about that chocolate tea you were talking about?
Well, yes, because the chocolate actually has been shown to increase circulation to the skin and improve skin health, contrary to what a lot of people believe about chocolate. As long as it's healthy chocolate, we have replaced the table sugar sucrose with a sugar called xylitol. That's a natural sugar your body produces, and it is as sweet as sugar. It tastes absolutely fantastic. It's called Cocoa Pure. You can get it at the same place you get the Tautinol on that same toll-free number. But this, you know, these are the kinds of foods that you want to eat to maintain really healthy skin. And don't forget those fruits and vegetables. Don't forget to stop some of the health habits that may be interfering with your skin health. And otherwise have a healthy lifestyle, which includes exercise.
Right. Well, let's go to Kathy, who's calling us from New York. Kathy, did you have a question?
Yes, just a quick question. I was using just an over-the-counter product a while ago, and it made my skin look better for a while, and then it just didn't seem to be doing it anymore, making it look better. So I quit it altogether, and my skin started to look worse than before I started to use the product. So my question is, Let's say this product works beautifully and you use it for a while. What would happen if, for whatever reason, you stopped using it? How will the skin react? Will your skin end up turning worse than it was before you started using it?
No, because you're actually reversing the aging process of the skin, because you're eliminating those wrinkles, bringing back new collagen and new elastic tissue. So you're really better off than you were before, far better off. This is really not a cosmetic cover-up. This falls in the category of a cosmetic, but it is something that is bringing back the youthful appearance of the skin and rejuvenating it, literally rejuvenating the skin.
So
I highly recommend that you use it and try it. You're going to be better off for it.
Okay, so it literally would make the wrinkle actually go away.
That is correct.
That
is exactly what we're saying based on the clinical results. 56-day study, 45% of the deep and moderate wrinkles and fine lines around the eyes we call crow's feet.
Okay. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Dr. Duarte, thank you very much for being with us. I've enjoyed it. Perhaps we can talk again one of these days.
Sorry for that.
No,
I have a little
right.
mini pincer who likes to get involved with my telephone conversation.
Okay. Well,
thank you, Dr. Stan. It was great being with you. And remember, health is truly your greatest wealth.
And one more time, get that telephone number off.
Yes, it's 1-800-894-3596. 1-800-894-3596.
Okay, thank you so very much. Bye-bye. Okay, well, we're going to have open lines the rest of this hour, and we're going to be talking about something that really disturbed me. It was just about a week ago when I came across an article. It was talking about Israel and the fact that after the Lebanese war, they went around and picked up the gas masks from all the Israeli citizens. Now, one of the things they've always done to protect the Israeli citizens, they've issued them a gas mask kit, and in that kit, they had certainly an iodate compound, a potassium iodate or sodium iodate that you would take in case of a nuclear attack to protect your thyroid. They had a syringe with atropine that you could use to protect yourself in case of a chemical attack, and then your gas mask. Well, apparently what they did is during the last war, they told everybody to open their kit to have it ready in case it was either a biological or chemical attack or a nuclear attack. And then, of course, when the war scare was over, they came around and they collected the gas masks from all of the Israelis with the idea that they were going to reconstitute the packs and give them back. The only thing is they didn't give them back. And, of course, as we've talked about, apparently, there are tens of thousands of missiles over in Syria. Many of these are tipped with either a chemical or biological agents. And if there was ever a time in the history of Israel where they needed to have gas masks, it's now. Well, when I read this article and the fact that they said, we're not going to get around to getting those gas masks out because we just don't have time and we haven't had a chance to reconstitute them. And the thought appeared to me, why didn't you just pick up a few of them and reconstitute them and then pick up a few more and reconstitute them and return them and do this in a fractional way? Why would you logically pick up the gas masks from all of the Israeli citizens and then not give them back? They said that they didn't have enough money. Well, I have a friend of mine who's got family members that live over there. And so they called over and talked to them just this last week. And sure enough, the story is true. They've taken away the gas masks and left the population totally, literally 100% vulnerable. And they have no intention of giving their gas masks back. Now, I would ask you, ladies and gentlemen, if you were a logical human being and looking at things from a logical point of view, how could you explain that? I mean, certainly the Jewish people are very, very smart. And there's very, very smart people working in government over there. And I'm nowhere near as smart, but it would seem to me I might pick up maybe 10% of the gas masks and then refurbish them and give them back and pick up another 10%. Why would you leave the population entirely vulnerable when we're facing the very real possibility of a chemical and biological attack? Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. I'd like to get your idea of what you think about what's happened, because the story is true. This is what they've done. And, of course, it was so often is the case, they tell you what's happened, but they never explain why it has happened, and nobody ever questioned why it happened. I would just tell you it happened, and aw shucks, we made another terrible mistake. It's sort of like when the American forces had conquered Iraq, and then they disbanded the Iraqi army, because they need the Iraqi army to maintain law and order. And if you got a few people there with blood on their hands who were real, you know, responsible for atrocities, they could be arrested and tried, but you don't have to disband the whole army just because there's a few bad eggs there. And then they disband the Iraqi police force, and it's the same thing. I know I was stationed in Germany after the Second World War, and they kept the police force intact, and I'm sure there were a few of the people there had been Nazis, and I'm sure they were ferreted out, but the vast majority of the people in the German army and in Saddam's army were just people doing a job. And then why would they fire everybody in the civil service so there wouldn't be any water or electricity or garbage collection? Or the whole infrastructure of the Iraqi society was intentionally destroyed by our government. And the question is, why would they do that? And, of course, the answer is, aw shucks, we just made a mistake. And I don't believe that at all. I believe that they disbanded the Iraqi army and police force and civil service and closed down all the factories there because they wanted chaos so we could stay. And if you didn't have chaos, how could you possibly have the mess we're in today and then justify our keeping our troops in the country indefinitely and then using Iraq, as, of course, as a staging place for an attack on Iran and the control of all the other countries over there. Because that's what the plan actually is. Whether we're going to use troops or just an air attack on Iran, I'm not certain. Probably, I hope, just an air attack. But there's no question they've always intended to keep their troops there in Iraq permanently. And, of course, they had to have the chaos to justify it. But then let's get back to Israel. Why have they picked up all the gas masks? Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, I'd like to know what you think. 800-259-5791. Well, let's go. We've got Rob calling from Missouri. Hi, Rob. How are you doing?
Doing very well, Stan. I appreciate your program, and I appreciate the subject you're talking about.
All right, fine. What are your thoughts?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not sure what to make of it, other than to think it's just part of the massive, I guess, plan against Israel to contribute to their demise. And maybe you could give me a rebuttal on your opinion, but it looks to me like everything that you talked about in your previous shows, this would just fit in with the picture very neatly as far as putting in Israel into an indefensible position and putting them in a position where they basically have no alternatives and no other options than just to totally submit to whatever force is put upon them.
Well, you know, that is a very, very good explanation, and that is certainly a very plausible explanation. You know, in other words, certainly the Israeli leaders could say, well, look, we've got no defense militarily against those missiles. We've got no defense for our people. We've just got to turn Israel over to the United Nations or whoever it would be. I mean, when Javier Solana and Condoleezza Rice come and tell them what to do, why we've just got to do that. And that may very well be one of the explanations for it from a geopolitical point of view. And that thought has crossed my mind. This would certainly make the average Israeli say, you know, we know our leaders would never betray us, so they're looking after our best interests. They're just totally incompetent. They made another mistake. They have no alternative other than to surrender Israel to international control. And that is certainly, from a geopolitical point of view, a very good explanation. So is there any other thought that you have? Because I'm at the end of the program. I'm going to tell you my thought.
No, I appreciate your thought. I think just from the standpoint of an average American, I feel, you know, I could empathize with the average Israeli or the average Briton or the average citizen of most industrial nations across the world, because it appears that we're all being put in the same box.
We sure are shuffled
by not only the political powers that be, but the spiritual powers in high places. So yeah. I'll close with that and let you go ahead and comment. Thank you so much.
All right, fine. Well, that was Rob calling from Missouri. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. And it is really, from a logical point of view, from the point of view of the average American, they cannot accept the fact that the leaders of Israel are intent upon betraying the Israeli people, and that Olmert and Peres and Barak and the others are simply agents of another force, another sinister force. And of course, the reason that they're in positions of power is not to help the Israelis, but to destroy Israel as a nation. And yet I really believe that's true, and those of you who heard interviews with Barry Shammers would probably accept that. But the fact that these men who pretend to be Jewish would actually endanger the lives of all the Jews living in Israel today is almost beyond human comprehension. And yet, of course, if we look and see what's happening in America today, and we recognize the fact that they are intentionally poisoning our children. They're poisoning with mercury because they know the mercury that is in the injections that they've given them in the past and childhood vaccines that they're giving them at the present time, and the influenza shots, which don't do any good, and of course which many children are being poisoned by before they're even born, because now it's recommended you give these mercury-laden influenza shots to pregnant women in the first trimester, and the only logical reason for doing that is if you want to harm the fetus. When you look at it from that point of view, maybe it really is possible that there are wicked and evil people working at the upper echelons of the Israeli government who are quite willing to allow millions of Israelis to die in the coming war if they are not willing to give up their freedom. And then, of course, we know what they're doing to our children as far as the aluminum that's in those vaccines and the formaldehyde and other thing in the vaccines. And how many times I've talked to doctors who said, why, of course, they're safe and effective, and but we've been giving them to our children for years and it hasn't done any harm. And I say, it hasn't done any harm. 1 in 6 American children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality that you can pick up, and probably every one of them has been poisoned to some degree or another. And then the incidence of asthma is increasing rapidly, and the incidence of juvenile diabetes and of childhood autoimmune disease and you tell me it's not doing any harm. You don't see this in the Amish children. You don't see it in the Mennonite children. You don't see it in children in third world countries unless they've got the vaccines that we're sending over there and many times rounding the kids up and giving. But you don't see it ordinarily. And you tell me it hasn't done any harm. And those doctors get that funniest look on their face, and they usually just turn and walk away because they cannot believe that American medicine has been recommending would indeed be harmful. And, of course, we know what they're doing to our boys over there who are fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan with the depleted uranium. And if you have not seen Joyce Roddy's excellent DVD, Beyond Treason, why, it's well worthwhile getting. Not only is it a powerful DVD, but you get a free CD-ROM with that that has thousands of pages of government records showing the dangers of depleted uranium, and not only for our troops, but for the Iraqi men and women and the children over there. And of course, there's so much evidence of increased cancer and childhood deformities, and that the fact that we would poison our own fighting men, as we poisoned them during the first Gulf War, and it was certainly a third of them came down with Gulf War illness, and if you haven't got our 4 tape sets on the Gulf War illness or the information that's readily available there, we even have the figures from the Veterans Administration that shows that almost 80,000 of the veterans of the first Gulf War, almost 80,000 of the veterans of the first Gulf War are dead. At least that's according to the Veterans Administration. Anybody that like copies of those pages, we'll be glad to send them. If you call us at 1-800-544-8927. Well, it doesn't look like anybody else is going to call in. So let me talk about this from a spiritual point of view. Certainly, there really is a God, and there really is Lucifer. There is a devil. And I believe that God wants to preserve the Israeli people because he has a purpose for them. And I believe that Lucifer wants to destroy them. And what better way to destroy the Israeli people than to get them to all go back to the Holy Land with the idea that we're going to reconstitute God's land for you, and it's going to be the land of milk and honey, and you'll be safe. And here's where Jews, of course, can accomplish great and wonderful things, and then kill them all. And I believe that's exactly what Lucifer wants to do. I believe he wants to thwart God's plan for the Israeli people, for the Jews of this world. And don't ask me why God ever favored the Jews, but he did. And you're going to have to ask him why. I have no idea why he did it. But I believe he chose the Israeli people for a specific purpose. In these end time days, I think we have some very trying times ahead for the Israeli people and for the American people. And then, well, we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program here at Genesis.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X-Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X-Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
Basically, as you listen to our program regularly, you know we're involved in a battle between good and evil, and behind everything that's going on today, back of all that foes have plotted, back of all that saints have planned, back of the schemes of men and demons, is a higher hidden hand. Warp and woof are heaven created, every pattern good and wise, oft perplexed by earthly standard, but good and wise in heavenly eyes. And I believe that. And I believe, of course, we're moving into very, very difficult times, not only in the war in the Middle East, but right here at home. Certainly, if you have not yet read my material on the Brotherhood of Darkness, the book, watch the DVD, why you can get that. You can even watch the DVD at our website at RadioLiberty.com for nothing. We hope you want to buy the DVD or VHS, though, and copy them and get them out across America. Because there's nothing quite like it that really explains to you how this all fits together. And then, certainly our talk on the forbidden secret, very important, comes with the syllabus, and you'll learn about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. And then, of course, you'll want to get the two DVDs, one with Chris Pinto, the Atlantis Connection. Chris, of course, is a television producer, or a video producer. But he gave this talk which explains you how lost Atlantis fits into what's going on today and what's going on in the Middle East. And then Constance Cumby's excellent presentation on the emergence. And that is, of course, the coming world leader. It's a talk she gave here during our last seminar. And so all of these are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and you really want to get the material we have and copy of it and get it out to people and to Christians and let them understand how things fit together. Now, I do want to mention that we are going to have another conference this year. It's going to be on the 28th of October, and you want to let us know if you're going to be coming. Certainly, it's going to be $49.95, going to be the same place. We're going to have Dr. Garth Nicholson. We're going to have Ron Brown. Both regularly guests on our programs. Michael Shaw will be there, and I guarantee you'll have a good time. So that's the 28th of October. Mark it on your calendar, and we're not sold out yet, but we'd like to have a real great turnout. And then, of course, we would hope many of you, if you've not already made preparations for the difficult times, because we don't know whether they're going to unleash an epidemic in this country. Everything suggests they are. We know they've created terrible new diseases. They've actually made the influenza, the bird influenza, 35,000 times more deadly than it was before, something ridiculous like that. And why would they do that? Why to kill hundreds of millions of people throughout the world, of course. And as Bertrand Russell said, if we could just have a black plague sweep the world once in every generation, people could have as many children as they want. You'll find that on pages 103 and 104 of Bertrand Russell's book, A Hidden Agenda. Pardon me, his book is called The Impact of Science on Society. But if you want to actually get the pages, they're incorporated in my syllabus, The Hidden Agenda, which goes in the background of water fluoridation and how they're poisoning our people and poisoning our children and lowering our testosterone and increasing the incidence of Down's disease. And they know all the scientific studies are there. And they've concealed them from the American people. So, because we've actually got the pages from Bertrand Russell's books reproduced, and we hope you'll get that and help us get the material out. And then, of course, we hope you go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. It's RadioLiberty.com. If you'd like to order your emergency foods, do it now. Don't put it off. And if you need a Berkey water filter, if you need barrels for your water, why, we can get all of these things for you. And then please pray for America, pray for revival, pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase. handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps, as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And, well, this afternoon our guest is Dr. Paul Conant, who was a professor of chemistry, who retired to really put in a great deal of time in his battle to educate the American people about the dangers of water fluoridation. Dr. Conant, thank you so very much for being with us.
Again.
Well, are we making any headway? Do you think that either the medical or dental profession or our elected representatives are catching a glimpse of the very real danger that we're exposing our people to?
I think some people in the medical and dental community are getting the message. In fact, over the last month, and I think you may be aware of this because you've signed it, we've been organizing a professionals' statement calling for an end of fluoridation worldwide, and it has surpassed our expectations. In less than a month, we've actually got nearly 500 professionals from around the world, maybe about 100 dentists, maybe 100 doctors, 100 academics, and many other people representing a very, very broad spectrum of those people who really want to see the government using sound science and ethical judgment when they're determining public policy, both of which, of course, are totally absent with the case of fluoridation. Fluoridation is the only time that we've used the public water supply to deliver medicine, which means you can't control the dose, you can't watch over the patient, and you deprive the patient of his or her informed consent to medication, which is ruled out by the Nuremberg Convention, amongst other things. So you've got the totally unethical practice on the one hand, and on the other hand, it's not safe. The National Research Council, which is a research arm of the National Academy of Sciences, spent 3.5 years, produced a 500-page report, 1,000 references from the literature, and they found many animal and human studies with adverse health effects at levels very close or even lower in some cases than the level we add to water, but at no margin of safety as far as many adverse effects are concerned. And it's absolutely preposterous. And if you throw into that one other little thing, which I think will make your audience gasp in a moment, so let me say it very slowly. They have conceded, and by they, I mean the number one proponent of fluoridation in this country, which is about 13 or 14 people, holed up in the so-called oral health division. They're all dentally trained. They're a rogue elephant, as far as I can see. They're beholden to nobody except this rampant desire to force fluoridation on everybody. They have conceded that the benefits of fluoride, whatever exists, and I would argue how much benefit it is, it's topical. It works from the outside of the tooth, not from inside the body. Now, think of that for a moment, Dr. Stan. You got people saying, look, this stuff will help your teeth, and it helps your teeth by reacting with the surface. And that's why we're going to get you to swallow it. That's why we're going to put it in your drinking water of 170 million people every day. I mean, the whole thing is Kafkaesque. It is absolutely absurd. But these guys in Washington just don't have, actually they're in Atlanta, Georgia, they just don't have what it takes to admit that they've been wrong all these years. I would like to believe, personally, I would like to believe it's a question of hubris and they just don't want to admit that they were wrong, they don't want to lose.
Hold that thought right there, please.
Okay.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Your car's been Old Faithful for 60,000 miles, but now it's starting to run hotter, especially in slow traffic. Before it erupts, I may have a cure, and when we come back, I'll tell you.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
If Old Faithful's too hot because rust and corrosion have formed in its radiator, here's a cure. Pour 3 ounces granulated spick and span into your radiator and drive 2 weeks. Then drain the dirty toxic fluid from your radiator and take it to your repair shop for disposal. Refill the radiator with plain water and drive an hour to dissolve leftover impurities. Continue this process until only clean water's drained. Then, fill your radiator with a 50-50 mix of water and coolant. Now, you can erupt with happiness at avoiding costly repairs caused by overheating. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
This is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Connor was just saying that certainly the majority of the countries in the world do not fluoridate their water, and certainly over the last 20 years there's been certainly almost 30 studies that have come out that show absolutely no significant difference between the rate of tooth decay in children between fluoridated and non-fluoridated countries, and yet they insist on carrying out this great experiment in the United States. But Dr. Connett, the thing that really worries me is the scientific studies, not only on animals, but on human beings, that suggest that there's a great deal of harm that is done to people in areas where they fluoridate the water, and it affects the three every organ system, whether it would be the testosterone level in men or fertility in women or the instance of Down's disease or the brain, the mind, the function. And well, you can list all the things probably far better than I can, but the fact that we might be harming people, that is what's so frightening.
It is very frightening and totally unnecessary, of course. I mean, some risk you have to take, right? You have to take some risk. You're trying to cure cancer. Sometimes you're going to take a drug that's going to damage your kidneys, but you've got to cure the cancer. In this case, we're forcing risks on our children and even on our seniors, which are totally unnecessary. And yes, we have the advantage with this particular nasty pollutant called fluoride. We have the advantage that around the world, there are literally millions of people that have been damaged by naturally occurring fluoride. And there's no argument about that. Millions of people in India, in China, in Kenya, other parts of Africa, in Mexico, and so on, have had their lives ruined by fluoride. It damages the bones. It makes the bones more brittle. It makes the bones harder. And it causes a condition called skeletal fluorosis, the first symptoms of which are like arthritis. And guess what? We have an epidemic of arthritis in this country. Over 60 million American adults have some form of arthritis. And our country has never, whilst promoting vigorously fluoridation on the one hand, has never sought fit to see if there was a relationship, if they could find a relationship between arthritis and fluoride. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that fluoride causes all arthritis. It certainly doesn't. But it's certainly a candidate for some of that arthritis, and it's totally unnecessary. We also know that fluoride damages the brain. There are 40 animal studies which shows that fluoride damages the brain. At one particular study damaged the brain at one part per million, and we have 18 studies which shows that fluoride lowers IQ in children. And if you ask the average person in the street, what is more important to protect in your child's body, their teeth or their brain, I think it's a no-brainer. I think the average person goes, so obviously protecting my kid's brain is the most important. Unfortunately, that view is not shared by the Center of Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta, Georgia, or rather, not by the Oral Health Division, whose number one agenda is to get as many communities fluoridated as possible. Their target is 75% of the U.S. population drinking public water supplies by 2010. That is their goal. And you can see it operating. When the National Research Council came up with this massive 500-page report, in fact, the best report ever done on fluoride toxicity, ever, by 12 independent people, people that were both for and against fluoridation when they went in, and people that were neutral, they came back with this report. They said that the EPA safe drinking water standards should be lowered. 500 pages, 1,000 references, within 6 days, appearing on the Center of Disease Control's webpage, is a statement, a one-page statement to the effect that this report was consistent with the CDC's promotion of fluoridation at one part per million as being safe and effective. In other words, even when you've got the number one research agency in the whole of the United States spending 3.5 years uncovering all the health concerns related to fluoride, they can turn around within 6 days and say it doesn't make any difference. We are going to continue to relentlessly promote fluoridation.
Well, of course, you know, if the American people were to hear day after day after day after day after day, you know, what this committee had actually come up with, and of course I can remember reading, you know, just a very casual remark in the newspaper, yes, they said that they maybe ought to get lower than 4 parts per million. But they didn't say that 1 part per million was safe, did they?
No, they didn't say that 1 part per million was safe. They just, I mean, their mandate was to look at the 4 parts per million standard. They looked at that and said, that is not safe. You should lower it, and you should do a new health risk assessment and come up with a new, what they call the maximum contaminant level goal, which is a scientifically determined level at which you are pretty certain at that level you will protect even the most vulnerable people in society. And there are many people that have looked at the data in this report and said, you know, if the EPA actually does that, the new MCLG will be less than one part per million, which will overnight kill water fluoridation. And it is not surprising that after, 16 months now, the EPA, as far as we can make out, hasn't done a dicky bird, hasn't done anything to determine a new MCLG for fluoride, allowing the establishment to continue to promote this thing. It's incredible. By the way, I know it's impossible in a short amount of time on the air to give everything on this issue, but if people like to go to our webpage, fluorideaction.net, they'll find a wealth of information. You can find all the studies on health by tissue, listed by tissue. There's a complete bibliography of all the studies that have been done, or, you know, a large chunk of them which are relevant. And also on the home page, you will see 8 videos. You can link to 8 videos which are now on Google, which are a real eye-opener. Some of them are short as 3 minutes. One, the longest is 40 minutes. There's the interview with Chris Bryson, the testimony of Bill Hersey in front of Congress. It's an absolute gold mine. And if you look at all those videotapes, they're there readily. Click them on. It's less than 2 hours. But even if you stop halfway through, you'd be shocked by what is absolutely undeniable. Absolutely undeniable. That's fluorideaction.net. And if they go to our webpage on August the 1st, they will be able to read the professional statement calling for an end to water fluoridation worldwide. These are medical professionals, dental professionals, environmental professionals, legal professionals, or people that have spent many, many, many years on this issue. And also, you'll get a whole list of all the people that have signed it, and also there's a whole list of short statements, which has now become separate from that. Many of the people that have signed that professional statement have come back with one or two sentences why this is a practice that should stop. It's been endorsed by the American Association for Environmental Medicine. The board of directors voted unanimously to support this. We have the current president of the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology and 5 former past presidents. We have the newly elected president of the International Society for Doctors for the Environment. That's a membership of 20,000. We have people from over 30 countries that have signed on. We have all kinds of incredible numbers. We even have Pete Seeger, the wonderful folk singer and songwriter and activist who sailed his ship up and down the Hudson River to clean up the Hudson, the clear water, and now he's helping us clean up the public water supply. He's 84 years of age, and he's still going strong.
Well, you know, of course, the thing is, of course, we get fluoride from so many other things besides the water we drink. I mean,
oh, yeah?
And so many of the products we eat, it's used as as an insecticide and pesticide. It's very, very lethal. So that's why they spray it on our on the lettuce and so many other things. So we're getting fluoride there, and we're getting it so many places, the environment, so many of the Coke and other things we drink, if they're made in areas where they have fluoridated water, you're getting it there. So you're getting a lot more than simply the equivalent of one part per million.
Oh, absolutely. You've really got to hit the nail on the head there, Stan, because look, when you fluoridate over 60% of the water supplies in the United States, that means there are very few places where you can make beer and soft drinks and processed food without using fluoridated water. And I think that that's been one of the problems here, is that they completely underestimated the multiplier effect of once you put it in the water. It doesn't stop with the water. It goes into your beverages. It goes into your food. And some of these beverages, there's not the limit. We have a limit to how much water we can drink, most people. Some people can drink a lot. But there's no limit to beverages. I mean, if you ask some of my students, there's absolutely no limit to how much beer that they can drink. And if that beer is fluoridated, my goodness, they're going to get a lot of fluoride. And you're right as well. with the pesticides. And you know something, that the EPA right now is bending over backwards to approve a new fumigant which will be used in warehouses for all processed foods and food manufacturing plants, a substance called sulfuryl fluoride, which breaks down to fluoride. And in order to get this through, they have jacked up the what they call the residuals, the residual levels, the tolerance levels, to extraordinary levels. I mean, wheat, all wheat, which will go into your pizza and your cakes and your cookies, 130 parts per million.
130 parts per million.
Parts per million. Eggs, powdered eggs, they will allow up to 900 parts per million. And when you think about it, compare 900 parts per million in powdered eggs with toothpaste, which usually contains 1,000 parts per million. And what do they tell you on the toothpaste package? Number one, only use a pea-sized amount. Number two, spit it out. And number three, if your kid swallows more than that, take them to a poison center.
Oh, that bottle will be right back here.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms? You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit the website at sacrowedgie.com. That's spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A one-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Oh, we'll be right back, please. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Dr. Paul Connett, and we're simply talking about a fluoride toxicity in people. And, of course, what you have to understand is that water fluoridation has an effect on fertility. It has an effect on the mind. And there are literally dozens of studies that show throughout the world, at least, I think, 20 studies that show it affects on the minds of people, children. It lowers their IQ, and then there are so many studies that show it affects animals. Is that correct? Do we have 20 studies that show animals, or 20 studies that
show
humans?
Over 40 studies which shows that fluoride can damage the brain of animals. And there's one study at one part per million shows that fluoride increases the uptake of aluminum into the brain and causes the beta amyloid deposits, which are characteristic of Alzheimer's disease. So fluoride may be damaging us at both ends of our life. It may be lowering our IQ as children and also contributing towards Alzheimer's disease when we get elderly. And I don't want people to get us wrong here. Basically what I'm saying, Stan, is if you look at the data presented objectively in the National Research Council, there are many studies which indicate damage at levels very close to one part per million. There is no margin of safety. This means that there are vulnerable subsets. There are subsets of the population which are being impacted right now. People with poor kidney function, people that drink a lot of water, people that have diabetes and so on and drink a lot of water. These people are vulnerable. People that have a poor diet, people that have low iodine intake, it will impact their thyroid function and so on. I don't think, and this is why I think why some people haven't reacted. You're not going to see people die in the streets because they have a glass of fluoridated water. We're talking about a cumulative impact, particularly serious when children are young. But no parent is going to know that simply by drinking tap water they've shaved 3, 4, 5 IQ points off their children's intelligence. There's no way that we're going to see that unless it's studied carefully, which we haven't done. We're not going to see these things. But it's totally unnecessary. Totally unnecessary. There are far better ways of protecting our children's teeth, and that's what's going on in the vast majority of countries throughout the world, including practically the whole of Western Europe does not fluoridate its water, and yet their teeth in Scandinavia, in the Netherlands, Belgium, Austria, France, Germany, and so on, is just as good, if not better, than ours. So the whole thing is absolutely unnecessary. To continue with August the 1st. Come August the 1st, people can go to our website, look at the professional statement, look at the 500 professionals who have signed, and then they can sign an online petition in support of that, calling for a congressional hearing, and when they put their name on there and click the button, that will automatically be sent to their two senators, their U.S. senators, and their representative, automatically. And so I'm not saying this is going to change things overnight, but this is going to be the backdrop from now on. We're going to see more and more professionals signing that professional statement, and we're going to see more and more thousands of people getting these letters into Congress, and eventually we will be heard.
Well, I'm sure that the major thing is when enough Americans really understand that there is the... this is a poison. Fluoride is a deadly poison. In fact, you use it in rat poison. So why are they putting it in the water? And not only that, but they're not really just putting only fluoride in. Aren't they actually using a hydrofluosilicic acid that has lead in it? There is no safe level of lead. Why are they putting lead in our drinking water?
Well, because it's a convenient thing for the phosphate fertilizer industry to get rid of the scrubbing liquor. They have instead of letting all the toxic gases go into the environment, they have to scrub it with water. They have a water spray that converts the toxic gases into a substance called hexafluorosilicic acid. And this stuff has a whole bunch of crap in there as well, lead and arsenic and cadmium and mercury and even radioactive isotopes. They can't dump it into the sea by international law. They can't dump it locally because it's too concentrated. They need to dilute this stuff down 180,000 to 1. The only place where they can get 180,000 gallons of water to dilute their 1 gallon of scrubbing liquor is the public water supply. And by virtue of doing this, they convert a red ticket item. It would cost them a fortune to get rid of this as hazardous waste, but by treating it as a product, they actually get paid to put their toxic waste into our drinking water. It's just another absurdity. Let me address one more issue, which I think is very important. Most of the people that promote this say, oh, well, we only added a one part per billion, 1 milligram per liter, teeny, weeny, 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 couldn't hurt you, one part per million. One part per million, Stan, is 250 times higher than the level of fluoride which is naturally in mother's milk. That's mother's milk in an unfluoridated community. This means that a baby that's bottle fed in a fluoridated community is getting 250 times more fluoride than nature deemed.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNlive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll free 877-300-7645.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, another protection of thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the 2-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there's the Fat Loss Patch. The Fat Loss Patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the Fat Loss Patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
At the moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and before we go on, I'll ask Dr. Connett once again to get his website out so people will know how to get there and how to get the information. I will tell you, it is the best website that we have. It has all the references, and you can pull down the articles, and you can put them into a folder, and you can take them to your doctor. Don't give them, so there's so many, you give the doctor too many, he's not going to read them, but stress may be the one thing that has always gotten to me, and that is the idea we're damaging the brains of our children. And
that's the worry. And if we go back to that initial thing, you know, when a child is bottle fed in a community which is fluoridated, when a woman uses tap water or a parent uses tap water, which fluoridated tap water, to make up formula, because some formula is already in liquid form, but for those who use a solid formula, most people do, they're going to be able to get their child 250 times more fluoride than nature intended. Now, what's serious about that, of course, is the baby's tissues are the most sensitive, the most fragile, including the brain. The blood-brain barrier of the newborn baby is not fully formed. So fluoride can easily go into the brain at this point. And, it's a terrible gamble. And then there's another study out there that's of concern, and that is a Harvard study published last year, which showed that young boys exposed to fluoridated water had a 5- to 7-fold increased risk of osteosarcoma. It has not cause and effect. It was a very neat, a matched case control study of osteosarcoma children or teens and then the 20s. And that's what they found, that the kids that were exposed to fluoridated water in their 6th, 7th, and 8th years had a 5- to 7-fold increased risk of osteosarcoma, which is a rare form of bone cancer, but it's frequently fatal. So we're talking about actually the possibility that fluoridated water could actually be killing people. But even that does not make the CDC pause. They're going to have to wait until this is absolutely proved beyond a shadow of a doubt. And that's very difficult to do in epidemiology, especially if no one's funding the studies. And meanwhile, I mean, what do you tell a parent whose child 10 years from now finds that child has died from osteosarcoma at a point that they finally proved that may have been caused by drinking fluoridated water? What's that parent going to feel like then? I know some of the parents now who are reading this study are wondering if they contributed to their own child's death because they lived in a community that was fluoridated. As I said, this is a rare cancer. We're only talking about a few hundred people a year. But as the great New Zealand researcher and former promoter of fluoridation said to me in 1998, he said, "Paul, I've met parents whose children have died of osteosarcoma, and here's the question. How many teeth would you have to save nationwide to justify the death of a single child from osteosarcoma? How about that?" The best study ever done in the United States, the largest study in the United States, showed a magnificent saving of 0.6 of one tooth surface out of approximately 100 tooth surfaces in a child's mouth. That was a study which cost the taxpayer $3.6 million, looked at 39,000 children, 84 communities, the biggest study ever done, and all they could find, at the best, and it wasn't even shown to be statistically significant, was a saving of 0.6 of a tooth surface. Now, again, would you put in one scale pan the saving of 0.6 of a tooth surface for the American child against a known increase in dental fluorosis on the one hand and the possibility of killing possibly 100 or so children with this awful, awful bone cancer, which at the best usually leads to the amputation of a leg or two?
Well, Chris is an orthopedic surgeon. I took care of kids with that. And I will tell you, it is a horrible way to die. It really is. Well,
yes.
You know, Chris, the other thing that we really have to consider is that certainly it should be up to them to prove it's safe rather than for us to have to prove it's harmful, because all the evidence suggests that it is. And why are they risking the minds of our children? Why are they risking the fertility of our men and women? Why are they risking the damage to the endocrine system and literally every system of the body with a known toxin, certainly a pesticide, an insecticide, a bactericidal agent? I mean, certainly it should be up to them to prove it safe, and they can't prove it safe. And, of course, there are all sorts of government laws that say that you can't put anything into our food, that has ever been shown to produce cancer in animals. It's not only been shown to produce cancer in animals, but in human beings, and yet they insist on doing it. And we certainly have to ask, again and again. Why?
Yep, and if you go back, Stan, if you go back to when this all started, when the U.S. Public Health Service endorsed fluoridation in 1950, and right away started promoting it as the best thing since sliced bread in 1950, they didn't have a single health study. They had no idea what it would do to the brain, the thyroid, the endocrine system, the bones. They had no idea. All they had done was they were halfway through studies of efficacy, but they had no health data. And since 1950, they've really shown an absolute dereliction of duty in not collecting the obvious health data that they should have collected. And the agency that you would think that would be on top of this has run in the opposite direction. The Food and Drug Administration has never regulated fluoride as a drug, even though it's the most prescribed drug in American history. I mean, remember, it goes into the drinking water of 170 million Americans every day of their lives right now, unless they drink bottled water. And yet the FDA has never regulated this in the way that they regulate other drugs. And when a state assemblyman in New Jersey pushed and pushed and pushed to try to find out why the FDA had never regulated fluoride as a drug, they eventually found out that it was when the FDA was formed in 1938, fluoride was already being used, and therefore it was grandfathered in. But as you've already alluded to it already, Dr. Stan, the use of fluoride between 1938, apart from a few patented tooth products, was rat poison. So here's the FDA with a straight face telling the American people the reason that we have never regulated fluoride for human ingestion is because before 1938, it was used to kill rats and roaches. I mean, it would be funny, wouldn't it? I mean, it would be something from The Simpsons, and it would be funny, except that this is real life. This is your Food and Drug Administration protecting the health of the American public from the most ingested drug in our history. They haven't regulated it, period. The best they've ever done is to regulate toothpaste. And there, and as a result of that, on the back of a tube of toothpaste, there is the warning that we've already talked about. If you swallow more than a pea-sized amount, contact a poison center. So they know. The FDA knows it's poisonous. Otherwise, they wouldn't put that label on the back of the toothpaste packet. But they still stand by and allow 170 million Americans to be ingesting this stuff. And ironically, about the same level in a glass of water as you would get in a pea-sized amount of toothpaste, albeit in a little more spread out.
Now, have they started fumigating our wheat up with these level up to 800 parts per million?
We've appealed this. We've got our petition and a stay into the EPA. We've got legal help in Washington, which isn't easy for a small group like ourselves. But as far as I know, Dow AgroScience is right now using sulfuric fluoride to fumigate our food supply, and is allowed to get these horrendous levels on about 600 different foodstuffs.
And I think everybody out there, ladies and gentlemen, should be aware of what we're talking about. They are allowed to put in 800 parts per million now, because one part per million.
900 parts per million powdered eggs. That's the tolerance level. In other words, you fumigate your great big silo, whatever they put the powdered eggs in, and then once it's been fumigated, it's going to be put into packages and sent around the country, etc. And I think the whole notion is that they'll probably argue that over the whole year, the average level will be much lower than that, but at the same time, you've got to consider a situation like this where you've done your fumigation, and then the first batch that goes out goes to one particular place, maybe a nursing home or an army base or something. We'll get a few hundred kilos of powdered eggs. I don't know how much that powdered eggs they get at a time, but they might get a batch which is at that allowable level of 900 parts per million. And literally, when that happens, people are going to be vomiting. When they eat those eggs at 900 parts per million, they will vomit. They will vomit. Think of how many pea-sized amounts you have in one egg. Think of the fact that some people have three eggs in an omelet, or maybe more. You're getting hundreds and hundreds of doses, which the FDA says if you swallow, you should go to a poison center. So, I mean, there's no one in charge here.
I mean, it's almost sometimes like we live in a nation gone mad, and the crazy people are the ones who, of course, are holding the keys and directing what's going on.
Well, and that's why, I mean, for the health, for the mental health of our people, we've got to give our people some hope here. You've got to give scientists the hope that their best science is going to inform public policy and not be torn up. And I just feel totally alienated, having spent my whole life teaching children science and chemistry and what good science is and how you should stick to the facts and argue objectively, blah, blah, blah. And knowing full well that those kids are going to leave college, leave the university, go into the wide, wide world, and then they're going to suddenly find that this science is for sale on the one hand when it's industry, or in government it's just going to be torn up because it offends policy. You know, one of the things I learned with risk assessment many years ago when I was involved in trying to stop them building incinerators, and we were fairly successful at that, I should say, we were confronted with risk assessments. These risk assessments would be done by consulting firms paid an enormous amount of money to do this risk assessment and prove that these horrible facilities are going to be perfectly be safe. And what I found was this: as long as the regulators could say that the science proved that it was safe, then science was king. Science was king. They genuflected in front of science as long as it came back with the answers which allowed their project to go forward. But the moment that we were able to prove that there were dangers exceeding acceptable levels, then all of a sudden the science was thrown out and policy was king. So science is king when it serves their purpose, but when it doesn't serve their purpose, then policy is king. They play this game with the two-sided coin. Heads they win, tails we lose.
Well, could you just briefly touch upon the work of Dr. Roger Masters?
And
because I think this is so vitally important, and that has to do with the level of lead found in the blood of children in areas where they fluoridate with hydrofluorosilicic acid.
Yes, it was remarkable work and a remarkable team. Quite accidentally, Myron Copeland, who is an engineer from Massachusetts, who actually did a lot of consulting work for the phosphate fertilizer industry, met up with Roger Masters, a professor of government at Dartmouth College, and his interest was chemicals which cause violence, and particularly interested in lead, manganese, and so on. And they got together, and they studied, or looked at the figures obtained for the Massachusetts, I think, Department of Health, looking at the blood lead levels of children in Massachusetts. I mean, there was an enormous amount, 250,000 or something. And they found there was a pretty strong correlation between these blood lead levels and the use of silicon fluorides, or this hexafluorosilicic acid, as the fluoridating agent. If they used sodium fluoride, it didn't seem to be a relationship, but if it was not fluoridated, there wasn't high. But the moment you use silicon fluoride, it looked as if the blood lead of these children went up. Then they went to New York State and got some more data, the same thing again. Then they looked at the NHANES data, the National Health and blah, 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 the monitoring of the whole United States population. Found a similar result, that somehow these hexafluorosilicic acid was increasing the uptake of lead into children's blood. And two possible ways that this could be happening. It may be the chemical itself is complexing with the lead ions and make it easier for the lead, environmental lead from paint, lead from dust, getting into the children's blood. Or it could be that the hexafluorosilicic acid is making the lead dissolve from the soldier joints, the brass joints in the pipes. And there is some recent work which substantiates that hexafluorosilicic acid does increase the solubility of lead, particularly in the presence of chloramine. There's a paper just published on that study, and Myron Copeland is a co-author of that as well. So, yes, again, very, very serious. I mean, we don't have to argue. If you were to increase in any way the level of lead in children's blood, there is no question that you're going to damage the brains of many children. I mean, it's just, that is one thing that we don't have to prove. It took a long time to prove that in the 70s, by the way, but now we don't have to prove that. The increasing lead in children's blood in the United States will lower IQs, but, period, and of course other things as well.
But of course my understanding is that they found in the children who had their water fluoridated with the excess of fluorosilicic acid that it doubled in the whites and went up six times in the blacks. Is that right?
Yes, it seems to make it worse. And in fact, this may be a function of diet. One of the things about the genes in the black community is a much greater lactose intolerance, which means less calcium. And calcium is protective against lead poisoning, and calcium is protective against fluoride poisoning. So you've got this double whammy there, that the black children are more vulnerable to fluoride and to lead because of lower calcium levels and actually poor nutrition overall. I mean, the inner city kids have greater exposure to pollution, housing which is more likely to contain contaminants, and so on and so on and so on, and unfortunately not such a good diet as wealthier families.
No, because in the non-fluoridated areas, this wasn't a problem, was it?
No, in fact, one of the other things that Masters in Copeland found was that an increase in violent crime could also be correlated. You know, correlation in epidemiology does not mean cause and effect. It's an association. But and in fact, this is what started Masters off. Masters looked at violent crime. That was his interest. And he looked at all the parameters. He looked at all the parameters out there and to see if he could find any that related to violence.
Hold that thought. We're going to have to just take a quick...
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hold that far for just a moment. Well, Dr. Connors is saying that he's amazed that they've been able to get over 500 professionals from many countries within less than a month to sign the petition, which I have signed, which, as I agree with it, pointing out the dangers of water fluoridation. Do you have a parting thought before I let you go?
Well, I do think that the most important thing is for people to go to the website, make sure you go there on August the 1st, have a look at this professional statement calling for an end of fluoridation worldwide. Basically, Dr. Stan, I believe that the National Research Council killed fluoridation in March of 2006. The problem is that very few people, very few scientists, very few government officials know that that report took place. These 500 professionals have seen it, and they've said, we've got to stop. And now the next stage is to get thousands and thousands of citizens to say, oh, my God, we must stop this. We must stop it now. It's not doing any good. It's potentially dangerous. It must be stopped.
Amen. Well, God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us. We look forward to having you on our other programs as well. Thanks for everything you do.
Yeah. Thanks, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
And certainly Dr. Conrad is on the front lines of this battle and has given up his position as a professor of chemistry to try to coordinate this battle for the minds of our children. And if you don't think that they're intentionally dumbing down our children, just watch Jay Leno and the Jaywalk. And there was a program not too long ago where, of course, they were asking these children, you know, we have Independence Day, who are we getting independence from? These kids had no idea. They asked their father, who do we have independence from, and about the 4th of July. The father had no idea. They called the grandfather over. Grandfather knew it all. He knew all the answers. And you saw they've done down generation after generation of our children. And I believe they know what they're doing. And I believe that because I've read what they say. And you really need to see my talk. It's on DVD or VHS. It's called The Hidden Agenda. You need to get the syllabus that goes with that. And, of course, there you'll see the scientific studies, the abstracts of the scientific studies, and you wonder why so many men have erectile dysfunction. They know why. Because when you fluoridate the water and you give men large amounts of fluoride, you've reduced the testosterone level 50%. They're poisoning our people. They're poisoning our children's minds. And although many people don't want to say it, I will say it. I believe they know exactly what they're doing. Because there really are evil people out there. I've debated them. I've been to the Centers for Disease Control, and they've killed 500,000 Americans from AIDS, which is an unnecessary epidemic. And if you haven't read my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, you need to get it and read it. My other book, Brotherhood of Darkness. But if it's going to the Centers for Disease Control and talking to these men there, they convinced me. They knew exactly what they were doing. You need to get that talk on Nundare College genocide, on planned population production, on population control. These are all different DVDs and talks in our four tape set on population control. You can go up on our website and pull down our monograph on the population control agenda monograph. We carry the book on fluoridation called The Fluoride Deception. We have at least three different DVDs on water fluoridation. We have the two tape sets on water fluoridation. And if you'd like to get a copy of the conversation I just had with Dr. Conant, of course, we do talk through the breaks. This was an excellent presentation. And Dr. Cotter feels so deeply in this, and he's given up his job to try to get the American people to realize that they're being poisoned. And, of course, you have to understand, if you listen to our programs regularly, that there really are people who hate America and intensely are poisoning our people. I mean, they've allowed the AIDS epidemic to kill over 500,000 Americans, and when you get down in Botswana, 46% of the pregnant women are infected, and they're all going to die. They know exactly what they're doing, and you're set.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
Radio Network. I'm Hope Duggar. Documents obtained by the Associated Press show Army medical examiners were suspicious about the close proximity of the three bullet holes in Pat Tillman's forehead after he was killed on the battlefield in Afghanistan in 2004. Commanders initially blamed the enemy, but later acknowledged he was killed by fellow soldiers. Aviation Week is reporting that a special panel studying astronaut health found that on two occasions, astronauts were allowed to fly even though flight surgeons in